This year, nearly 500,000 Americans will run a marathon. They call it the 26.2-mile monster. Morning Edition's Diana Douglas recently ran her first marathon through the Redwoods in Northern California, and she sends this audio postcard.
It's 7:30 a.m. in a parking lot in the Redwoods. People wait with arms crossed in long lines at both the water table and the porta potties.
If you're lining up for the marathon and half marathon, and you're...
Four of my best girlfriends are here. Tina came in from Seattle, Kim from New York City, Heather from Provo, Utah, and Jackie from San Francisco. The idea of running a marathon, 26 miles, to celebrate turning 26 years old, came up in an email exchange. The training was a way to stay in contact, since we'd all spread out so far after college. And we are still trying to help each other right up till the start.
None of you Vaseline'd your feet, did you?
Not my feet. I never
have.
Oh, it's
going to be a problem.
Jackie said we should rub Vaseline pretty much everywhere. We have all gotten unimaginable amounts of advice. Eat bananas. Breathe through your nose. Find your inner Kenyan. We're all hoping there will be one tip to propel us to the finish.
My body's starting to get a little jazzy on the inside.
Yeah. And you got those jazz hands.
Jazz.
Your hands are so cold.
I know, I'm freezing. I'm scared to death.
Are you?
Yes, I'm terrified.
Did you put Vaseline?
Yes.
Okay.
The race begins. We walk with the crowd up to the start, cross the starting line. I'm with Kim, and we can't even break into a run.
This is hell.
I know. This is going to be awful.
This is awful. I'm walking.
Everyone spreads out by the first mile. Heather and I run together. The other three charge ahead. Kim and Tina are running the half marathon, 13.1 miles. Jackie, Heather, and I want to go all the way. The trees along the course are over 100 feet high, and we are so small.
Mile three. Yay.
The first 6 miles fly by. Heather got a compression injury a few weeks ago. Her doctor told her to load up on pain meds and pray for the best. Her farthest run before today was 20 miles. Mine was 19.
Water.
Every few miles, we slow down for water.
Okay, Heather. How are you feeling? Yeah. Well, both of my injuries I can feel despite the 6 ibuprofen I took an hour ago, but I'm good.
At about mile 11, Heather knows she's not going to be able to run the whole way. We slow down to a walk and hold hands for most of the next mile in silence. I leave Heather before the half marathon finish to run the last 13 miles alone. I hit the famous wall at mile 15. Every muscle in my legs is useless, and the mile markers that had passed so quickly during the first half stretch towards infinity. The pain is awful. Tina, who finished the half hours ago, comes out to meet me at mile 25. We start running together.
You want to walk? No. But it is nice to know that you can walk as fast as I can run right now.
She tells me that they'll announce my name when I cross the finish line because it's programmed into the timing chip strapped to my shoes.
Christina Jensen.
Seattle, Washington.
All the way from New York. They said that.
Kim meets me at mile 26, and Jackie and Heather wait at the finish line. Seeing them, knowing that it's over, I nearly want to cry.
Okay, here comes Diana Douglas from Washington, D.C.
Diana and friends are already training for their next marathon this fall.